plastic bag.
Drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel this so paper thin? Like a house of cards, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just own the night like the 4th of July. Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show them what you work. Make them go as you shoot across the sky.
It is Wednesday, August 29th, and it is a glorious day. What is it? This is Lisa Lee, and you are sitting a spell with me, and I've got the ever vivacious and beautiful Teresa Savino with me.
Hey, hello.
Hello. I love when you're on the show. It is one of these times I'm going to have to make you be on the show with your Irish accent because it's just funny as hell. You should do that.
Oh, you just want me to bring Nessie on board, don't you? You just want me to go find Nessie and her slippers so she doesn't type real well on her emails there. Yeah.
I love that. See, is that not addicting to listen to?
Addicting.
It is. And I've got the beautiful Ashley. She's here with us. Say hi, Ashley.
Hello, my darling.
Yay!
And Heather is here with us as well. Heather, say hello. She said,
Hello, Heather.
Heather's like, I want nothing to do with this. I'm just here for the ride, okay? She's here for the, we got delicious apple cider that Ashley made, and it's wonderful.
And cookies from the fair.
And cookies from the fair. Yeah. So, let me tell you about some of the strange things that have happened over the weekend. Ash and I had a very strange weekend. Well, just Saturday.
Yeah.
Remember last week we had Dr. Todd Bernson on, the executive director and producer of Pagan Living Television. Pagan Living TV.
Correct.
So he asked us to come to the studio on Saturday, and we were going to just film a few, not scenes, but why do you think that we should have this, you know, show with, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I filmed my part. Ashley's like, oh, I'll have nothing to do with that. So I filmed my part. And then we're like, you know what? Let's go to the fair. Not to go to the fair because, you know, the great Minnesota get-together. Didn't want to go to the fair, but we wanted to film outside of the fair and catch people, kind of like that man on the street thing.
Oh, good gosh.
Oh, it was so interesting. And so, like, holy balls. Okay, so the very first, and they asked me to be like the reporter. I almost said reporter dude, but I'm a girl.
Yeah.
So they asked me to be like the reporter. So I was the one asking the questions, and they were very simple questions. The first thing that I was supposed to say was, we are just asking for people's religious experiences. If I were to say the word pagan to you, what would you think? And they would tell me what they thought. And then it was, what was another one, Ash? Oh, if there was a pagan television show, would you watch it? And then they would respond. Were there any other ones that I remember? Those are pretty much the only ones I can think of.
I feel like you went off of it depending on their answer.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay, so.
That must have been exciting. You get your bag of, cheese curds, and some woman is going, would you watch a pagan show?
Yeah.
Leave me alone. I have cheese curds.
It was a little more challenging than I thought it was going to be because Ash and Brianna, oh, which is such a little cutie pie, by the way, but they were the ones that were supposed to be pulling the people to me and convincing them to come and talk to me, you know, about and being on film. So they would ask them, we're filming a show and we want your opinion on some religions. Would you be willing to? And half of them were like, oh, hell no.
Also, side note, I just want to let you guys know that I had a full face of makeup on, and I don't take rejection well. And that just kept going. And I was like, is it clown makeup? I don't know.
Sweetheart, you should have been walking around offering them little coupons for fair food. They would have come.
Yeah, they probably
would have. If you come talk to my mom about religion, I'll give you something for, you know, some chocolate chip cookies or deep fried butter or whatever, you know, to your coronary arteries content.
Ew. So my very first interview, and it was funny because we're like, oh, we don't eat babies, because obviously we don't eat babies. But that was the joke, that they're going to say that we eat babies. But the very first freaking interview that I got, he's like, my question, so what if I tell you the word pagan or paganism, what do you think? Well, I do know that they drink blood and eat their children. I'm like, are you kidding me?
First one off the bat.
I think you're talking about Satanists, thank you.
Literally, out of the room, that's the first one. They drink blood and eat their children. And I don't know if I had this deer in the headlights look as soon as he said that. I was like, okay, well, actually, that's not true. But what else do you think? Well, you know, they're from like hundreds of years ago. I found that funny. And, you know, that was before, you know, God and before they found God and Jesus and everything. So it was hundreds of years ago. But I do know that they do drink blood and eat their babies, or eat their children, not their babies. And I went, hundreds of years ago.
Oh, he said that people came and enlightened them as well.
Oh, yeah. People did come and enlighten them.
Did you inform him that actually the Christian religion was, all their rituals and stuff are taken from pagan ceremonies and was changed to Christian so that they could bring the pagans in?
It was just supposed to be a short interview.
It was supposed to be like a minute long. And I swear I could have sat there and tried to enlighten him, but he was pretty much, he was set in his ways. And then he kind of followed us around to all of the other locations that he went to. And at one point we were interviewing this group of great kids. They were, what were they for the vote no? Vote no, because they were against marriage inequality.
Yep.
And so we were interviewing them. And then this guy, the one that swears that we eat our babies, he comes up to the interview and he starts informing us about what our religion is. Well, you know, back in like the 1800s, you know, when the paganism was first started, and he's telling us about what paganism is, and I'm looking at him and I'm listening, and of course I'm being respectful, but at the same time in my head I'm like, are you kidding me? You really? I mean, come on.
And he's telling other people who are like in that group that we were trying to interview.
Yeah.
And they didn't even know what paganism was. So then he's telling them his version of his own idea of what the religion is.
It was so interesting and funny. But it was, I mean, a lot of the people, they didn't think that we ate our babies.
I can see you standing there with a pale face because you're raging and steam coming out your ears.
Yes. But yes. I kept it under control, but wow, some of them were so off base. Some of them, like this one lady, because it started to rain pretty hard, so we went to the mall and did some inside shots there and asked some people. And this one lady with Harry Potter glasses was there, and she's like, well, what is it on? And we're like, we're just asking people about their religions and what they think of other religions. Well, like, what specifically? And Ash is like, paganism. She's like, oh no.
Yeah, she like ran away so fast. I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yep, gotta go. I'm like, that is so rude.
You really need to hide your horns. I'm telling you.
We need to hide our horns. Is that what you said?
Your horns are hanging out. I betcha.
With a full face of makeup on, too, we're just masking it.
So it was very interesting. It was a fun time. It was quite the eye opener, because you know that's part of the reason that we do our show, is to change the perception out there. And now I've seen it, you know, full on what people, you know,
still believe.
Ignorant people, but people still believe these ridiculous things, and they were from not the 1800s or a couple of hundred years ago. It's based on thousands of years, obviously. But, you know, they have these ideas, but you know what? Something else? We also used to think that the world was flat.
Yep.
So, I mean, and we've learned that that's not the case, right? So wake up with all those stupid stereotypes, but that's what we're fighting against, and that's what we're trying to change, is all the stereotypes and everything. So what else happened this week? Anything? I can't think of anything. It's been a very interesting... Oh, I got E-bombed.
You got E-bombed.
List-bombed.
List-bombed,
oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You got that whole bunch of spam email, right?
Yeah, some loser set me up with all kinds of porn sites and Christian sites.
Oh, that
sites.
Was so nice.
I know, and Christian sites and Republican sites and financial advising sites. So I literally have like 700 emails now that I'm getting every single day.
Very Christian of them.
Oh, I know. Very Christian of them. They claim to be Christian. Here's the funny thing, though. Ha ha ha. I don't think they realize that you can track them through their IP address. And not most, but some of them had the IP address on the email that I was supposed to click to. Yes, I agree to subscribe, which obviously I'm not going to do that, or click any of the links.
Yeah.
So I found the IP address out of that 700. I mean, it was on a lot of them. And I tracked it right to where I thought it would be. That was quite interesting.
Exact geolocation.
Yeah. Exact geolocation. I know, so they're dumb.
Also, that's illegal.
Yes, it is. Oh, and I've had a bunch of friend requests from people that I don't know.
Isn't that interesting?
People that, I mean, one of them, it was really funny. So I got this friend request yesterday, and as you know, on my personal profile, I'm only allowing people that I know. So
yep.
I get this email from Janet, don't remember the last name, it was something.
That's okay. For personal reasons, we won't give last names.
Yeah,
it's
made up anyway. But so we only have one friend in common, and that is a dear friend of mine. So I asked him, I'm like, do you know this person? Because, you know, if you will vouch for her, then yeah, I'll let her on my site. Not like my site is like all glorious or whatever. But anyway, so he's like, nope, she just friend requested me yesterday, and she said she's in the film industry. So I was like, okay, yeah, cool. I'll accept her. Oh, yeah, Ash, you haven't heard this story.
Mom!
I haven't told her this yet.
Heard it.
Okay, so he's like, obviously she's in the film industry, so I want to know what's up. And, you know, he's in the film industry.
Yeah.
So,
I know what you're talking about.
Yep, okay. So he sent him an email saying basically that she, you can't see, but I'm doing air quotes, is just a sweet, fit person who just wants to be loved and is blah, 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 blah. But instead of saying a woman or a girl, she's like, I'm just a sweet, down-to-earth man.
Oh!
Oh! Yeah!
Oh, Lord.
The funny thing is because he forwarded it to me, and I started laughing like crazy because that was identical, with the exception of she likes beads, to one of the Craigslist ads that somebody put out there.
We never said they were smart, did we?
I know,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, they see the blonde hair and they assume that you're, you know, dim-witted. And unfortunately, that's not true.
They should probably quit underestimating my intelligence, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. You have an actual degree.
Oh, a little dig there.
Oh, yes! Man, what'd you say?
An actual degree. So those were like the two interesting funny things that have happened over the weekend. I did change my profile, my old profile, into a page, and I'm busy, and Ashley and Rennie and everybody else is busy adding the content to it, because what happens is when you turn your profile into a page, it strips everything, content, emails, pictures, everything. So we're in the process of putting that all together. So anybody that's emailed me in the last, like, 72 hours now, I never got your email, so you're going to have to send it to my private one. And they are also just about done with my website, which actually our website. I know. So, Teresa, you are going to be a main person on that website as well, because everybody loves you.
Does that mean I have to take a picture?
Yes, and not the one that you took when I dared you, please.
No, I don't even have that one. That one has gone a long time ago. A long time ago.
T, what's going on in your world?
Well, as I was saying while you were taking a quick break, to the girls, today was kind of interesting. My neighbor's son, who went off to college on Saturday, he was home. He came home yesterday and was exceedingly upset and, you know, in tears and in a panic mode. And I guess the minute he was in his dorm room, he got this really negative, icky feeling, and he just felt terrible in the room. And he had this weird dream, and he never dreams. And it was like, you're going to get kicked out of school. You're going to get, you know, and it was really, really negative. And so I was over there today, and I was doing Reiki work on him and trying to, you know, get a hold of this energy that he's pulling off. And I'm just thinking it's him being overly sensitive because he is very close with his mom and worried about her all the time. So I get him all worked on. He heads back up there, and he called from the dorm room. And when I was working on him, I didn't pick up on it. But the minute he called from the dorm room, and I was talking, my neighbor's talking to him, and I go, wait a minute, he's got a spirit in that room. He's feeding off of that spirit.
Oh,
that's
my.
Why I'm feeling so negative.
Well, you know, they say that a lot of schools are really haunted.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And because he said when he came back today, he said it, he felt it immediately when he walked in the room. And I'm like, okay, well, we're going to have to work on that one.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you know, I can't go in there and, like, sage and all that because they can't be burning incense and all that stuff. So I'm going to be working up some oils and stuff for protection for him. And I told him, you know, get some salt, you know, a little bit of salt, and put it in your body wash because it's hard to take a salt bath when you're at college.
Oh, yeah.
But put some in your body wash, and at least you're going to get that, it, you know, cleansed off you every day. But, yeah, that was about the most interesting thing I've done this week so far.
How are you feeling? How are you feeling? How's your stones? Are you still rattling around?
Oh, well, you know, the kidney stone, apparently when they're read from Buffalo Hospital, things appear larger than they do in the mirror there, you know?
Yeah.
And so when I was at the urologist, he took an x-ray and goes, oh, you can't even see it on there. And I'm like, oh, cool. So we're just going to be monitoring that. So, yeah.
Well, good.
Just kind of going along.
Is there anything happening with Bea Mary that you want to tell us about? You offer your service.
You know what? Right now we are having a 50% off deal, and you can get 50% off any 1-hour service going on right now. So, you know, that's a really good deal, and that's going to be going on until the end of September.
And they can find Bea Mary at, is it beamary.org? Was it?
Yeah, it's Bea Mary, BeeMerry.org. And we also have a phone number there now that if you want to call, it's 952-475-3333. You can call the number there, or you can schedule online. Just mention, like, Corn Days, because we were in the Corn Days parade, and to get that deal,
okay.
To get that 50% off deal.
That's wonderful. That's great. So we've got Ashley here, little Miss Ashley, and she's got some news for us. And Teresa, I think that you're going to find some of these pretty funny. So, Ashley,
yay!
Here's some news for you. Mm-hmm. Now, you should know that Ashley has not been forewarned about what any of these are. Here they are. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, my God, already.
She just throws them at her. No pre-warning.
I know, but doesn't it make it more fun when she's like,
Okay, the first one. Canadian's favorite school teaches witchcraft and wizardry. Harry Potter's Hogwarts named Canadian's favorite fictional school. Toronto, Ontario. History and math classes would take a backseat to flying an alchemy if Canadians had their way this school year. The results of a survey released today by Cineplex Entertainment and Ipsos Reid found that 41% of Canadians chose Harry Potter's Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry as the fictional school they most want to attend. Other top choices selected from a list of famous fictional schools include famed New York High School of the Performing Arts, The Breakfast Club, Sherman High School, and Dead Poets Society, Wilson Academy. What do you think about that, Teresa? Is that your favorite one, too?
I would love to go to a Hogwarts school. I tell you, that would be so fun.
Where would you be placed?
Just to have an owl.
I agree.
Yes.
Some colleges that actually...
I don't know, you know, because I have that evil side in me, so I might want to be in Slytherin, because you know
probably.
That I can cause more, get
yeah.
more trouble.
Well,
and I like snakes, so there you go.
Oh. Shermer, whatever, in the news, that's what it said.
Josh is getting
Oh, I can't wait.
And next.
Okay. Next story, at a book party, witches and a Wiccan prayer circle. A book party Saturday night in Manhattan attracted so many witches in New York City that, as one attendee, Rhea Riviera, put it, "I felt like all the brooms were just suddenly descending." With the obligatory broom jokes out of the way, a real discussion can begin of this event that included Miss Rivera, a Wiccan high priestess known as Lady Ray, and many members of the city's Wiccan culture. Sure, there were plenty of witches of both sexes on hand Sunday night at Sala 19, a tapas restaurant in 30 blah, 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 in New York. Yeah, a leader of the Wiccan movement in New York beginning in the early 1970s.
See, that's why it's funner to have her just do it cold
and sad.
You're naughty.
Yeah. It's a blessing of the gods, said Michael Lloyd, the author of Bull of Heaven, The Mythical Life of Eddie Bugzoksky, and The Rise of the New York Pagan. He was just one of many invocations of the Wiccan gods, which clearly turned into a giant prayer circle with chanting and singing a Wiccan prayer and a song in veneration? I don't even know what that word means. Sorry, guys. That made me look dumb. Of Mr. The Bee, an openly gay Wiccan priest who died in 1989 from AIDS. All right. Delightful party going on. 80 attendees.
Don't you think it's cool that the pagan faith actually is more open in everything to the gays, lesbians, trans, all of that?
Isn't that just in the nature?
Yeah, it's part of nature. But I'm saying some of the other faiths, they're like very much, you know, they're sinners. And we're all like, no, come here, give me a hug.
Yeah.
We're all the same.
We all hug trees.
We do. Teresa's the biggest tree hugger
I know.
Yes,
she is.
I love tree hugging.
Next story, Angelina Jolie embraces her inner witch and inner mom. Not what you all would think by that headline. The news that Angelina Jolie's daughter, 4-year-old Vivian, will appear with her mother in the live-action movie in Maleficent, in which Jolie plays the titular sorceress, has already sparked a predictable array of nepotism jokes. And while I'm sure Vivian got a massive leg up, because of who her parents are, there's also something awfully fun about seeing Jolie play both with her public image as a practitioner of the dark arts and her private life as a mom. I think that looks really fun.
I think so, too. Have you seen some of the stilts?
Yeah. No, have you?
Yeah, they're cool.
She dons horns and flies around in a harness.
In a harness.
Wouldn't that be fun to just be hanging around and swinging around in a harness? Of course, until it started hurting in your special areas, but, you know,
trying
to the strap, you know.
Oh, God. Oh, God, Jesus. Okay. The next story.
And then.
Dump for witchcraft, tribal woman seeks maintenance. The civil court at... I don't even know what this word is. At Dedipada in Narmada District, we'll hear on Tuesday the maintenance plea filed by a 45-year-old tribal woman who, along with her three minor children, was thrown out by her husband's family on charges that she practiced witchcraft and caused the death of her husband's nephew. The petitioner, Moxie Vasva, had been married to Dharmabi Mahai Moragya.
Dharma.
yeah, you probably,
in your
yeah.
face.
No, we'll stop. Just spell it out, honey. Just spell it out.
Oh, no. For 25 years, the Lorji was forced to flee their home last year after being allegedly assaulted by her brothers-in-law, Naginbay Morgaya, and the lady and the respective sons, Dilip and Masing. On December 4th last year, Makti had filed a police complaint alleging she was beaten up repeatedly. The police inquired, but apparently did not make arrests after community elders intervened and calmed tempers. The maintenance plea was filed 3 to 4 weeks ago, after which the court issued notices to all parties. That, why would you not, I don't know.
Well, she wants alimony. She got
no, I don't, I agree with that. I'm saying you're going to let tribal elders say, oh, you know what, we're just going to calm tempers down. Yeah, that woman was beat, but hey, we're just going to,
I know,
smooth it down. There I am, the feminist. Go ahead.
That's my girl, feminist.
You go, girl. Now, I'm going to feel really sorry for you, Lisa, when you're nursing home age, because you've tormented these poor girls so bad with this reading. They're going to put you in the worst place possible.
I didn't torment anybody.
You read this hard sentence.
You have to admit that it's more funny if I make her do the news when she has no clue going in cold.
Well, yes, it is funny, but I'm just thinking in the future here. You know, I'm just going to use my little psychic intuitiveness here and go, yeah, your butt's fried. There won't be any depend changes on you, sweetheart.
Nope.
They're just going to let
nope.
you wallow in it.
She probably will. She'll be like, Mom, you made me say wallow in the
bed.
Yeah, no.
Look it up, Mom.
Okay, I'm going to say it. You know what? Look at this right now. It's oh crap! I can't say that either. Okay, I'll get it. D H A R M A B H A I M O R A G I A. Dharmbhaharagya.
Yeah, you better.
In your face! You just got beat. Yay, I'm not the one getting beat this week.
And you know what? There wasn't a whole lot of news on the craft at all this week. That's why we had to go with all the fluff ones, because there's just nothing out there. So, sorry, guys. I know that you guys are looking for, you know, some deep and, well, you can't expect deep and serious from my show. That's just not going to happen. But I know that you're looking for some real insights and stuff like that, and there just wasn't anything out there. So, instead, you got me trying to be...
I'll take fluff over murder.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I agree with Ashley. Let's take fluff over murder any day, because half the other other stories that were out there were all nasty, and mm-hmm. I don't want to promote. I mean, yes, people need to know that there's bad things that are happening out there in the name of paganism. But
you know, there's bad things going on out there in the name of, you know, other religions too.
Right, but
it's not out there in the news as much.
Right, we're just trying to promote a positive show, so we're just going to try and steer clear as much as we can. Unless there's something like news breaking or something that's really huge that it needs to be spoken about, we're going to try and keep it light, try to keep it fun.
Yes.
Yeah. So, T, we've got this...
Right.
Yeah, we have got a wonderful guest, Kevin Urbanczyk. He runs ROMP, which is the Ring of Minnesota Pagans, and he is on our show tonight.
I'm doing great. It's first day, you know, well, like second day of school, so fall semester's back, so it's doing good.
That's awesome. Yeah, everybody's going back to school. I dropped my little girl off yesterday. It was like the first day of kindergarten, except for now she's a sophomore in college, so it's not quite the same.
Oh, okay.
I did not take a picture with her in her little pigtail.
Aww.
No. I know.
Oh, cute yesterday. No pigtails involved.
Did you hear that? Others here? So, Kevin, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about spirits tonight. I know this is not a paranormal show, but you have a lot of insight, and Teresa and I have both been investigating for the past, 72,000 years? At least that's what it feels like sometimes.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but I'd like some of your insight into that. Well, tell me a little about what you think and what you do.
Well, I mean, as far as spirits, I mean, whether you talk about, say, house spirits or whether you talk about the nature spirits, a lot that I deal with, I mean, house spirits, a lot of times people There's both good and bad depending on how you treat them. I mean, just like a guest in your house, I mean, if you don't leave the spirits like small offerings, you know, small little tidbits of food and drink, they're going to basically be like, well, hey, you know, I'm being stiffed here. I'm like doing some work here and I'm trying to help these folks out and they're not giving me any, you know, any help here. So, I mean, you might have something simple like, say, your keys missing, you know, because generally house spirits, they work hard, but they're generally pretty playful. And so it's just like with a fairy garden, like right outside in your porch or outside your garden, you have something for the spirits to play with, you know, amongst the flowers and whatnot. So, I mean, as far as the house spirits or outside spirit, the fae, there's all sorts. So, I mean, yeah, I could say loads. I mean, a lot more than this one show could do.
So I wasn't aware that ghosts could eat.
Oh, yeah. Well, just like with offerings to the gods and goddesses, spirits, I mean, as far as offerings, like when I go out into the forest, when I go out into the marshes, or when I go to the river, I try and have like a small little bowl of food and drink for them because it's just like an offering. It's energy. Food has calories. It's energy. And so they're feeding off of the energy and the intent and the focus that you're giving, the loving energy that you're imbuing into the food. So in some ways, an offering, it's not just food, like nourishment for our bodies, but it's also the energy, the love, the concern, the reverence, the honor that we give them. So they sense the energy and they feed off of the energy. So, and of course, the wild animals, the real animals out there, will find the food and, sure enough, snack on it. But as far as the spirits, whether they show up as a spirit or whether they do show up as an animal, the food will be eaten somehow, some way, whether it be energy or in its natural state. So, oh, yeah, food and drink, oh, yeah, it's common.
Now, I've heard, I read somewhere that not to leave them like meat because they get offended if you're offering them one of the fellow nature spirit creatures, you know, animals. So I've read that they don't appreciate meat products.
are we talking about fairies or are we talking about human ghosts? And
Yeah, I mean, as far as me, because like if you talk to Don or if you talk to like witches that I know, and you use the term a spirit, a lot of times a witch will think of a human spirit. Now to me, because I'm more shamanic, to me a human spirit is an ancestor spirit, one of our ancestors, one of our loved ones that we've lost that haven't passed on to the spirit worlds. And or they have been to the spirit worlds and they have come back to help and guide us and give us a message for something. So, I mean, as far as the term spirit, like when I use the term spirit, I'm thinking of like animals or the nature spirits in like the lakes, the ponds, the clouds, the sky, grass, rocks, generally anything. Because of how I am, everything around us that's living has a spirit in it. And so everything that's living around us is honored and accepted as a living thing. So when I use the term spirit, most of the time I mean as far as animal spirits or like nature spirits. Either they show up as like a little, like an elemental form, like a little ball of energy, or like a little humanoid shape. So all sorts of things.
Teresa's actually caught a fairy in a picture, and I've seen it for myself, and it is mind-blowing. And I'm not going to lie. When it comes to, there's things that you'd think that I believe in everything, and I'm like, nope, don't buy it. I'm skeptical on so many more things than you'd expect. But I actually saw it, and it's not, and it's on her cell phone, so it's not like it could be Photoshopped or anything. She had to show me on her phone.
All right.
And it's not a matrixing situation either. If you can freaking see it, it's really cool. Teresa, you want to explain how you got that?
Well, yeah, we were out in one of the areas that me and the gals from Be Merry, we go out to a certain park in Long Lake, and we were giving our offerings to the ancestors there, and I had asked that night if any nature spirits or whatever would like to show up on the camera for me, that, you know, I would greatly appreciate it and be honored by that. And we were, Shelley and Angelina were blowing sacred tobacco into the air. And she manifested right into that smoke.
Cool.
And I went, whoa, it really freaked me out, because it totally blew me away that I caught it. And I've got it, the big picture, and I cropped it, and you can still see her in the smoke. She just stands right out.
Cool.
Kevin, have you ever seen one with, like, your own eyes?
Oh, God, yeah, all the time. And, in fact, I even have captured some on some of my photos, whether I've posted them on, like, some of the sites I've been to or whether on the Facebook site, especially, like, in the little pine area in the marshes. It's like a almost like, when you take a look at the trees, it's almost like, have you ever been to, like, a really old church or, like, a cathedral where the trees are almost like the columns reaching up into the sky?
Yeah.
And so when you walk down, it's like, it's a sacred spot. In fact, a lot of times when I go over there by the ponds and by the marshes, it's one of my sacred spots where I do rituals. And so some of the pictures that I've taken, because there's a very sacred tree called the Old Man that I usually stand right next to when I'm doing my rituals. And so when I'm looking down toward the altar, if you will, you can actually see some of the fairy in my pictures. And as far as actually seeing them, whether I walk through them and there's a sudden temperature change, like let's say it's a warm day and it feels nice and cooling, or whether it's like a brisk early spring day and it feels like a nice bubble of warm air,
mm-hmm.
or I'm walking down the path and all of a sudden they manifest as a brilliant ball of light. So, I mean, or like a smell, like when I was thinking of doing a ritual, and I was asking him, I'm like, well, what do you guys want me to offer you? You know, because we need some rain. And the sudden distinct smell of tobacco, as far as like a sacred offering of tobacco for them, came across. So the spirits manifest in many different ways, especially sight, temperature, and smell for me. So, I mean, oh, yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, without doubt.
Have you ever seen anything that was a little more frightening rather than the pretty little fairies and nature sprites? Because, I mean,
oh,
I'm talking like trolls, or what are the other ones that are supposed to... I don't know a whole lot about elementals.
Oh, yeah. I mean, as far as those, I mean, even a simple animal, say a spider, for instance.
Ew.
Because a lot of people have fears of spiders. So when they see us... A person's fear might overtake them. So they might have, say, a dream of a spider that's actually a messenger, a spirit messenger giving them a message. Or they might be walking down a path and they might have a certain happening. Like, for instance, like I was standing in front of the living room window one day and a red-tailed hawk came right down right in front of me. And it had a pigeon in its claws because obviously it was just wanted to land where my bird feeders were and just decided to eat. But it kind of put me off a little bit, like, whoa, what's going on? You know, because, I mean, this red-tailed hawk was a full-size adult. So, and then other things, like, let's say, foxes or, say, snapping turtles. So, I mean, spirits can occur depending on what events or what things we're thinking of or what areas we're going over, because each spirit has a symbolism, whether it be fae, whether it be good or bad fae, because all fae are not equal, shall we say, and then animal spirits. So depending on what the symbolism is, what we see them, how we see them, what we're going through, the messages that we get from them are distinct. So, I mean, whether it be a cute little bunny, if there's something going on, the symbolism of a rabbit might be a warning to us, or another time it might be a good, you know, good thing. So it depends.
How do you tell?
You just know. A lot of research, a lot of practice, a lot of work with the spirits to, as far as research, going through books, talking to the spirits themselves, talking to others who have dealt with the spirits, finding out other cultures and find out how their animal symbolisms are, because obviously the Celts are going to have different ideas from the Norse, which are going to have different ideas from the Russian, you know, the Slavic pagans, or the Native Americans. So, I mean, it's getting information. Even like a friend of mine who's a traditional healer in East Angoma in South Africa. So, I mean, some of the symbolisms say like a lion or a zebra or a giraffe or a rhinoceros. So, I mean, there's like all sorts of stuff out there. It's willing to go out there and look for the information and get help and ask for help, and then also dealing with the spirits themselves and talking to them and listening. And, yeah, it's a lot of work. It's not easy. It takes a long time. It's, yeah, it's not an overnight process, definitely.
So, Kevin, does Romp have any new things going on?
Well, as far as Romp with school going on, obviously as far as, because some of the things that have gone on in school, so I wanted to make sure that Romp got some activity going on at SCS, you know, at the university, with the fair going on, basically because there's a lot of the fairs that have gone on, start to, as far as become vendors and as far as donating time and start to, you know, get the name out as far as either like vendors or as far as being a volunteer to the different fairs that will come up next year and in the future. So right now it's just a slow process with Romp, but it's like still like collecting food for the Catholic services, for the food shelf. In fact, we were over at the Tri-Center, the Humane Society, and so they have a walk for, you know, to raise money for the dogs and the cats and the puppies and whatnot. And so Romp, as far as being a part of the Humane Society, to raise funds for, you know, for people to adopt kittens and puppies and cats and dogs. So it's just a slow process in getting our, you know, our name out as far as a pagan organization here.
But, you know, it's building a really strong, solid foundation. So slow is good.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, Kevin, I want to thank you so much for being on our show. You are always a delight to have on, and I always learn so much. Every single time I've had you on, this is the second time, and I know I'm going to have you on again.
Cool.
I've learned so much from you, and I just adore you.
Hey, I love you, too.
All right, honey, thank you.
Have a great night.
Peace. Have a great night, guys.
All right, you too, sweetie.
Ah.
Bye-bye.
All right, let me save the... Or Lisa, do you want to do a quick just thanks, Kevin, thing so I can, and I'll just edit this?
Sure. Should I do it now?
Yeah.
Okay. I want to really thank my guest, Kevin Urbanczyk. He is just this wonderful, wonderful man, and he is the executive director of ROMP, which is, like I said, the Ring of Minnesota Pagans. And, you know, it's just such a really great organization. They're about helping people, you know, they're like-minded. And Kevin's the one that kind of put all that together, him and this ragtag group of just really great people. And so I couldn't be more proud than to be a part of them and what they're doing. So, Kevin, thank you so much again for being on the show. Always a delight.
Got a secret, can you keep it? Swear this one you'll save. Better lock it in your pocket, taking this one to the grave. If I show you, then I know you won't tell what I said. 'Cause two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
Allison?
Yes, Catherine?
I have something I want to tell you, but you have to promise never to tell anyone.
I promise.
Do you swear on your life?
I swear on my life.
You swore you'd never tell. You swore you'd never tell. You swore you'd never tell. You swore you'd never tell.
Teresa and I wanted to really take a moment and just thank Kevin for being on our show. He's just remarkable, and all of the things that he's doing are just absolutely wonderful. And he's such a treat to have on the show, don't you think?
Yes, I do. Kudos.
Kudos. And Ash, yes, with her wonderful newsroom qualities.
Yeah, qualities. What?
She's so spicy. Don't you think she's just freaking spicy?
Yes, she is. She's just a little jalapeno over there.
Jalapeno.
So, speaking of the news. Okay, so I am addicted. The show on HBO called The Newsroom. I've made Ashley watch it. I sent it to Teresa to watch, but I don't think she's had time to watch it yet. But I am.
No, I don't have TV, so there.
which explains why you have not watched it.
Yes.
But you know what? One of these days you're going to come over to my house and we're going to have a marathon. Because it is just the most insightful show. It is so good. It's written by Aaron Sorkin, who also did, what did he do? Sports Night and West Wing and just a bunch of other, just so good. And it's all based on truth. I mean, they actually show like real news clips that have shown on there. They talked about when, you know, how Bin Laden was caught and what actually happens to produce. It's like a CNN. And I know it sounds boring as hell, but it's not. It is clever. It is funny. It's witty.
It's
so fast paced. It's, yeah, there's romance. And it's just really good. And the fact that it's based all on true stuff. Oh, and Josh is not agreeing with me. He is writing all kinds of stuff. Josh, get on the line.
Yes, my dear.
Awesome.
How can you not love Newsroom? I know that you used to work in a newsroom, so you actually know the like background and what it's really like. But I find the show so fascinating. And I was so sad that yesterday was the last one, but it already has been picked up for two seasons, or for the second season. How can you not love this show?
Well, okay, I worked in a newsroom for 10 years, and that is the most unrealistic depiction of what an actual newsroom is like. First of all, you've got just the self-righteous pretentiousness of Sorkin's writing.
I love that!
It's all coming from a brutally liberal point of view. And keep in mind, I'm not a conservative, but it's coming from a brutally liberal point of view that is so inherently ignorant in how he presents the stuff. Yes, he's attacking Republicans and he's using actual facts for it. But it's so self-righteous the way he does it.
It's totally self-righteous, I'll give you that.
Second, all the characters, they seem to know everybody that was necessary. Oh, Lisa went to school with Casey Anthony. How convenient. Oh, Maggie used to date the assistant to one of the senators they need to get an interview. How convenient. Oh, Jim went to college with one of the guys that's heading off the BP oil spill. How convenient. Oh, Sloan spent time with one of the guys that's at Fukushima. How convenient. Newsrooms don't operate like this. And then
tell us how you really feel.
And then you've got the sanctimoniousness that, oh, all the people that have been doing this for years, they don't care. Oh, BP, oh, that's nothing. That's not going to be any kind of story. It's the young idealist that, oh, no, this is something real, man. You can't ignore this, man. It is so self-righteous and pretentious. It actually made me mad.
Oh, I love it. And don't you love the one character? You're going to say no, but don't you love the one character? I don't remember what his name is. But he's like, Bigfoot is real. Remember that guy? He's trying to constantly get Bigfoot on there and Sasquatch and Chupacabra and all that. I just love him. I'm so sad that you don't love the show. I'm so addicted to it. It's so good. And yes, I agree with all your points. I really do. I agree with all your points. But it's just so... Oh, I love it.
The characters are so broadly drawn. First of all, the relationship between Don and Maggie is so ridiculous and tedious. And then the whole Maggie loves Jim.
Don and Maggie. Okay, yeah. Okay.
And then the whole Maggie loves Jim, but Jim is dating Lisa, and Jim and Maggie can't be together. It is so ridiculous and tedious. And then the whole McKinsey and Will thing. It's like, oh my God, this is what sunk Studio 60 when Aaron Sorkin did that.
I absolutely loved Studio 60.
The plots would just stop dead for this whole she loves him, he loves her, but they can't be together because they're from two different worlds. I don't care if I'm going to beat myself. Oh, f*** off already.
You're going to have to beat yourself.
You're going to have to beat yourself, sweetheart.
It's so ridiculous. The show is so tedious and ridiculous. And then why didn't they just call the main character Keith Olbermann? Will is so based on Keith Olbermann, the look, the show, the mannerisms, the political beliefs. It's Keith f***ing Olbermann, okay?
Oh, you're beeping yourself all over the place. This is funny.
I'm sorry, the show pissed me off. Anyone who has ever actually worked in a newsroom, that show, they might as well categorize it as science fiction. Because it's as realistic as Star Trek is. So what I'm saying is I was just so angry. And I watched it, and I kind of said to myself, you know what, I agree with some of the points. I like the things he is saying, he's trying to get across, yes, those are correct. But he's doing it in such a sanctimonious, self-righteous, I am right and there is no other option way that it is just ridiculous. And then the fact that he doesn't even pretend to try and make them find sources. Every one of them knows somebody who's instrumental. Oh, and then like when they killed Bin Laden. Oh, I used to play golf with Joe Biden, so I've got an in there. These people know everyone.
And that's not normal?
No, it's not.
That's why I don't have
to. Unethical to trade political favors like that.
I love the show. And you know what hooked me was the very first, like, 5 minutes of the very first episode when the little dumb girl said, explain in one sentence or less, which I found funny, what makes America the greatest country in the world? And
that's the other thing, Lisa. That, to make a spoiler for the finale, then that dumb girl that started the whole thing.
I know!
Then she's applying for a job because, oh, Will was right the whole time. F*** off!
She was actually sleeping with Will.
Except in real life, everyone thinks Keith Olbermann's gay, so if he's based on Keith Olbermann, he's really gay.
I don't think he's gay. Because he's sleeping, or he wants to sleep with Mackenzie again. And for those of you that have never watched the show, sorry.
Don't bring in the gay straight thing here, honey. Don't bring it in here.
No, not the gay or straight thing. I'm just saying sorry that we're jumping onto the whole newsroom. Yeah, spoiler, and just, I mean, a lot of people probably don't even watch it, so they're probably like, okay, I'm bored now. But it is such a good show, regardless of what Josh says. And I do agree with a lot of the points that Josh has made, because he's completely telling the truth. He totally is. But as a liberal to a centrist or whatever, I'm just totally digging the show. I can't wait for the new season to start, because I just think it's so good. I just love that they're using true life and real clips and kind of like behind the scenes, even though obviously the behind the scenes is a bunch of crap because nobody's going to have all those contacts and not have to do the research. Totally get that. But it is just such a good show. So I want to thank all of you for joining us for this hour. It's been so much fun, Teresa. I love having you on. I'm going to have you on every week. I already told you that. You don't have a choice, right? Right, right?
Right, yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, right.
So
only you need to cut back on the sugar.
I wasn't having sugar. I didn't have any sugar. In fact, I had cheese. I was eating cheese the whole time during the entire interview. I was eating cheese.
Well, if protein makes you squirrely, no protein before the show.
I had lots and lots of cheese. I didn't have any sugar because we haven't had dinner yet. So this was a great show. I want to thank Kevin Urbanczyk, Ash, thank you for being on the show and doing an amazing job. Oh my God, did you notice that? That's the first time I've said amazing in the entire show.
I noticed that. I'm very proud of you.
Okay, air five, ready? Chink.
Amazing. There was no amazing and no awesome.
Oh, I think I might have, like, I don't know.
You broke your record. I think you've controlled your tick.
I think I might have controlled my fluffy bunny tick. That's awesome.
High five.
High five. So it was a great show. We have a great show for next Wednesday, too. We've got a super secret guest who is, you guys are going to be like, oh my God, I can't believe that they're going to be on. So you're going to have to listen for next Wednesday at 6:00 because we've got this really, okay, I'm just going to say it, awesome and amazing guest. Ashley's like, oh, don't say it. No, it's not Justin Bieber. Heather just said, is it Justin Bieber? No. Okay. I don't think he wants to come on our show. Okay. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. No, I don't know, Tracy, do you think we can get Justin Bieber on the show?
I don't do Bieber fever.
Yeah.
He makes me angry. Instead of television shows, he makes me angry. I don't know why.
He is a little annoying, and Heather actually doesn't like Justin Bieber. She was just trying to be funny.
Quit kicking on that poor girl. She does not look like Justin Bieber.
She does not like Justin Bieber, and I can pick on her because she's my daughter, and it's like a right.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So thank you guys so much for joining me, or I'm sorry, joining us tonight. It was a super fun show. Next week, like I said, super secret guest. It's going to be awesome and amazing. And in the meantime, I want you guys to have a wonderful week. Know that you are loved and cared for and you matter. Don't ever forget to take back your light and remember that you are special. All right. Thanks, guys. See you next week.